The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. I'm your host, retired NYPD Sergeant Bill Cannon, a 27-year veteran of the NYPD. Folks, this is a special holiday weekend for those of us in the United States, and it's known as Memorial Day. And to many people, it signifies the beginning of summer, you know, backyard barbecues, an extra day off, time with friends and family, time to relax and time to think about time with your family, what you're going to do this summer. But the real meaning of Memorial Day is to recognize those in our armed services, our armed forces, who have made the ultimate sacrifice. And I have on the thumbnail on the screen, Memorial Day, honoring those who serve to defend our freedoms. However, it's more than service. In this case, it's making the ultimate sacrifice. It's for those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And some recognize Memorial Day by the seemingly endless commercials for car sales. This is according to the Wounded Warrior site. Some recognize it as a long weekend to gather with friends and family around the barbecue. But what is the meaning of Memorial Day and why do we recognize it? Memorial Day is an American holiday on the last Monday of May. It honors fallen service members of the U.S. military. While most know Memorial Day is a day of remembrance, many don't know its exact history, importance, or how to properly pay tribute. Americans began to recognize Memorial Day in 1868, and the country established it as a federal holiday in 1971. Originally known as Decoration Day, the holiday started with communities coming together to decorate the graves of those who died doing service. What Memorial Day means to those who served, our debt to the heroic men and valiant women in the service of our country can never be repaid. They have earned our undying gratitude. America will never forget their sacrifices. Harry S. Truman, 33rd U.S. President, 1945. So pretty amazing. And you know, not that I'm not here to criticize anyone. I'm here to honor our veterans. I'm here to honor those who made the supreme sacrifice. And you know something? Memorial Day weekend, you should spend times with your friends and your family and enjoy a barbecue. But just take a few moments to realize what this woman who's laying on the grave, perhaps of her husband or her boyfriend, I don't know the history of this photograph, but it's so heartbreaking. And that's why we salute these members of the service who keep us safe, keep our country safe, you know. And we can't even imagine the sacrifices that they have made. And so again, take a few moments, just a few moments. Put down your Corona. Put down your glass of Cabernet. Hold the grill off for a few minutes. And just collectively, as a group, your family and your friends that may be at your barbecue, your get-together, where you're all having fun, just take a few minutes and think about the soldiers that have lost their lives. These unending graves in Arlington National Cemetery with the flags. Isn't that a great touch with the flags on them? And this soldier there, this Marine, putting flags on the graves of the fallen. Unbelievable, right? And, you know, we think of the power of our armed forces and that we always want to remain strong to defend freedom, mostly in our country. We want to protect our freedoms in the United States, and then we can help other countries. But it's important that we remember, again, the armed forces and those who have fallen on this very, very special day of Memorial Day. So guys, hold on to your hats, hold on to your loved ones, hold on to your service dog, hold on to your wigs, your toupee. You're about to enter true crime, but today it's a special true crime because it's really honoring our service members. So you're about to enter the off-the-cuff zone, the police off-the-cuff zone. There has to be some common sense.
Yes, sir. They have a car stop in 10th and Grant, Michael
Weiser. We still don't know who pulled the trigger.
You know, when we think about Memorial Day, and someone in the chat reminded me, Memorial Day is totally different than Veterans Day. Memorial Day is we're honoring the dead. We're honoring those that made the supreme sacrifice for our country. And Veterans Day, we're honoring the service of all those who served in our armed forces to protect our freedoms, to protect our country, to protect our way of life. So I was corrected, and thank you for Jersey Girl 550. She reminded me of that, and I get educated all the time, and I need it because I believe you can learn something new every day. And if someone wants to correct me, go ahead. I'm not going to take it. You know, I take it again. I have something new. This is talking about Gold Star parents, and you'll find out what that is when we watch this video.
Recognizing Memorial Day this weekend, the VA reports that since World War I, more than 431,000 U.S. service members have lost their lives in service to our country, and another 1.1 million have been wounded. Across the country, volunteers place flags to honor the fallen at cemeteries. This holiday is an annual reminder to honor those who have served and sacrificed in our nation's armed services. And no one understands that sacrifice more than the families of our fallen heroes. One mother has made it her mission to make sure her son, Staff Sergeant Ryan Christian Knos, his legacy is honored daily. He was killed in a rescue mission during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Here with us is Paula Knaus Self, Gold Star recipient and the Executive Director of Respect and Remember Foundation. Paula, good morning. How are you?
Well, when I see the pictures of Ryan, I'm always quite moved. I miss him so much.
Paula, it will be 3 years this coming August since your son was killed in Afghanistan. On this Memorial Day, what are you and your family feeling? And what specifically will you be doing to honor his memory?
Well, I've been very grateful lately to be with the 9th Battalion, his brothers and sisters in arms, to honor them and to participate in activities with them. Right now, I've also came over to Charlotte to honor Ryan as he is number 15 in the NASCAR races here at Coca-Cola. Hopefully they'll be able to do those races today here in the weather. And then I'll fly on to DC to see Ryan at Arlington on Monday, because truly half my heart lies in Arlington, and the other half lies with my living son, Tyler.
Ms. Canal Self, I want to just stop for a second and just once again thank you for taking the time to meet with us this morning. You know, I don't know that people often understand the sacrifice that those military members and their families make when they swear the oath to protect and serve this country. You're a living example of that. And here at News Nation, we want to let you know that we recognize that and we mourn your loss. We know that it was also not easy to start a foundation to recognize that sacrifice, but you chose to do that. You felt that was the best way to honor Ryan. Why? What is your message to the country, the military and the government on how to do the right by the legacy of fallen heroes?
Well, Ryan would tell you that you have to move forward, Mom. And the only way I know to move forward is to love and honor he and his brother and those who are serving still in our nation that need to be encouraged. Right now in this particular climate that we're in for politics and the dire need we have for people honoring our military, all of us who are citizens must step up to encourage, to say thank you, to appreciate those who are going in, those who are in, and those who have come out. Whether they are still living or fallen, those families also who are in the military must be encouraged too.
You know, it's so, so heartbreaking to see someone. You see how young her son was. It looks like he was in his early 20s. You know, when your life really is just beginning when you're 20s and you're learning how to be a man, you're learning so many things about life, how to navigate through life, and your life is taken from you. And you know, when you raise your right hand, that could happen, you know, that could absolutely happen, but that doesn't make it any easier when something like that does happen. And again, let's just remember, between Corona beers and cheeseburgers and whatever we're having today at our barbecue, if you in fact are going to a backyard barbecue, just give a few minutes to remember those that made that, the extreme sacrifices they're called, and that they'll always be there. They'll always be out there defending our way of life, you know, and I think that's so important, we honor our armed forces, because look, it's people that, people that have a military background and people that start their life out, say perhaps they join the military when they're 18, 19, 20, they're giving their best, some of the best years of their life to their country. And do they get anything back? Yeah, they get the training in the way of a U.S. Marine. You talk to anyone that was a U.S. Marine and they look back upon those years fondly, in a way, not that they loved being in the service, but they loved what they learned. They loved what the Marine Corps taught them. And you can almost always tell when you meet someone if they're a Marine. And I always say there, because even if they're 60 or 70 years old, the old expression, once a Marine, always a Marine. And that's true. And you see, sometimes they'll see each other on the street and they'll be, "Rah!" You know, that's like that secret code, you know, like the little rascals. They have that secret code. When a Marine sees another Marine, they'll yell across the street, "Hoorah!" You know? And I used to laugh when I worked with guys that were in the Marines and they'd see another Marine and we'd be riding around in the unmarked car or whatever. And they'd give that shout out and the other Marine would almost like snap to attention and see where it came from, because they don't want to snap to attention for a non-Marine, but they'll do it for another Marine. It was sort of heartwarming to see that. You know, this is what most people are doing on this holiday weekend, and nothing against that, but I just want to play this.
4 million of us heading out for the long weekend. With a TSA screening, nearly 3 million people just today at airport checkpoints.
We're going to Tampa, Florida, and it's pretty busy, you could say, pretty busy.
The busiest airports, no surprise, Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, Chicago, and LAX. But the FAA is still short some 3,000 air traffic controllers, despite a massive hiring effort. Too many controllers retiring, too many are quitting. Last summer, New York airspace became a choke point, forcing airlines to cut schedules. This summer,
I think there will be a lot of strain on that part of the system this year with all the air traffic going on.
Florida is the other choke point with heavy traffic, volatile weather, military flights, and space launches. The good news, if you're booking summer travel, Hopper.com reports airfares are averaging $305 round trip, down 6% from last summer. The weekend before July 4th will be the most expensive. As airlines go wheels up, the rubber is hitting the roads down below. The most traffic for this weekend in nearly 20 years as gas averages $3.61 nationally, 6 cents higher than a year ago. 330,000 cars are expected to cross the Bay Bridge in Maryland for the beach. In Colorado, the State Patrol expects double the normal traffic volume on I-70 headed into the mountains. 150,000 cars through the Eisenhower Tunnel.
And we put troopers out on the road who are especially prepared to detect impaired driving, whether it's marijuana or alcohol or anything else. And we're also on the high lookout for those major speed violations.
A weekend snapshot of what's ahead for the summer getaway.
Yeah, so we mentioned that airfares are down 6%. Europe, going to Europe, down 8% on airfares. Europe is a big getaway again this coming summer. You know, guys, they're calling this revenge travel. People have decided this is the new reality. They want to travel. They want to break out of their local communities, out of their four walls. It may be the trend for the entire summer. It may be a long time after that. Savannah?
Tom, you're inspiring me. I just feel like I want to get up and leave this shot right now. Exactly. Wow. Okay. Should we just go? Let's just get out of here.
Revenge travel.
Yeah, I never heard that before, revenge travel. But, of course, everyone wants to travel now because, need I mention that horrible word, COVID, that kept us prisoners in our homes for over 2 years, you know. So now that people can travel and gasoline prices are so high, the traffic is so ridiculous. But, again, let's get back to why we're here, right? We're here to honor those that made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of this country. And that's the most important thing we can do on a day like today. I wanted to put up some of the pictures of some of the individuals, some of the police that and firemen that lost their lives on 9/11. And that's, you know, I know the that's a different type of service, a police service, fire service. But it also is a service. And these people are patriots. And they gave their lives during 9/11 in defense of this country. And we can consider them, or just think of them also on Memorial Day, the ones who lost their lives. I believe it was 326 firemen that lost their lives on 9/11. We can also add them in, I think. 326 FDNY, that never anything like that has ever happened anywhere in the world. Then, before then, or since. It's just one of the most horrific losses of life. And I just wanted to mention them also while we're talking about Memorial Day and memorializing these great Americans that have given up their lives in the service of their country. I think it's just so, so important. And this is absolutely a tribute show. Police Off the Cuff, giving my tribute to those who have lost their lives.
On this Memorial Day, as we gather to honor and remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice, let us reflect on the profound courage and selflessness that define the spirit of our nation. Today, we pay tribute to the 13 U.S. service members who tragically lost their lives in the Kabul, Afghanistan airport bombing. They were sons and daughters, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, and loved by many. Their unwavering dedication to duty will be forever etched in our hearts. In the face of unthinkable violence, they stood strong, protecting the innocent and upholding the values we hold dear. Their sacrifice reminds us of the cost of freedom and the resilience of the human spirit. As we gather with loved ones on this solemn day, let us also remember the families left behind. The parents who bear the pain of losing a child, the children who grow up without a parent, and the spouses who carry the weight of the grief. Today, we stand united, not just in remembrance, but in gratitude. We are grateful for the sacrifices made by these brave men and women, and the countless others who have laid down their lives in service to our nation. May their sacrifice serve as a constant reminder of the duty we all share to protect and preserve the blessings of liberty. Let us never forget the heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice. Their legacy lives on in the fabric of our nation.
Very, very powerful video, huh? I mean, that really takes it to everyone, I think. And sort of brings us into the reality of it, you know, of what this day is about, what this day is supposed to be about. And it's just, you know, let me just play one more video, because I think it brings it home much better, you know, with the sounds and the sights than just the words. And let's play this up on the screen.
Fallen soldier, sailor, airman, and marine. Remember me. I am the one that held the line. Sometimes I volunteered. Sometimes I went because I was told to go. But when the nation called, I answered. In World War I, I marched on the Marne and held the line at Belleau Wood. The war to end all wars, they called it. I just called it hell. In World War II, I fought everywhere. The beaches of Normandy, the Battle of the Bulge, the hell of Guadalcanal. I stood against tyranny and kept darkness from consuming the world. In Korea, I landed in Incheon and broke out of the Chosen Reservoir. They called it the Forgotten War, but I never forgot. In Vietnam, I fought in the Mekong Delta, at Khe Sanh and Hamburger Hill. Some say my country wavered, but I did not waver. I have fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, in Baghdad, Fallujah, and Ramadi, in Kunar, Helmand, and Kandahar. It was me that patrolled up the mountains or across the desert or through the streets. It was me that suffered in merciless heat and bitter cold. It was me that went out night after night to confront our nation's enemies and confront evil face to face. I did not waver and I did not hesitate. I, the soldier, sailor, airman, or marine, I stood my ground and sacrificed my life, my future, my hopes, my dreams. I sacrificed everything for you. This Memorial Day, remember me, the fallen warrior. And remember me not for my sake, but for yours. Remember what I sacrificed so you can truly appreciate the incredible treasures you have. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. You have the joys of life, the joys that I gave up, so that you can relish in them. The cool wind in the air, the gentle spring grass on your bare feet, the warm summer sun on your face, family, friends, and freedom. Never forget where it all came from, It came from sacrifice, the supreme sacrifice. Live a life that honors us, the fallen heroes. Remember us and make every day Memorial Day.
Wow. Amazing, huh? So it's, again, I'm not telling anyone or even suggest that someone not have great time with their friends and their family on this weekend, because that's what it's for too, because we're celebrating the freedom that those who gave the supreme sacrifice enable us to have through their sacrifice. And that is part, I believe, of saluting them. And, you know, each year in Nassau County, that's Long Island, and there's a famous beach for those that guys from other countries. It's called Jones Beach. And they have an air show. And it started on Saturday.
Big plans this weekend. And you know, it's the unofficial start to summer when the Bethpage Air Show returns to Jones Beach tomorrow.
And this year's special celebrations all weekend long for the 20th anniversary of the air show. The United States Navy Blue Angels are headlining this year's show.
Let's go to Long Island reporter Shantae Lanz live at Jones Beach with more. Hey, Shantae.
Hey, David and Sandra. You know, Danny mentioned it feels good. It feels great out here. It's a picture-perfect day here on Jones Beach, and that's why thousands have flocked here to catch a glimpse of those planes ahead of the big show. Today's the rehearsal, and they didn't want to miss any of it. Under the bright sun, hundreds stream onto Jones Beach to catch a glimpse ahead of the 20th anniversary of the Bethpage Air Show.
The F-35, beautiful. Beautiful stuff.
So it's great. It's great. Well, every year we come.
Some will be out there selves. Others are seeing new clothes.
This guy was amazing. It's just to be so slow before it was so fast. And you're trying, my shutter speed is pretty fast. I'm able to get some great shots.
What do you like about the plane?
The loud noises.
Above all, many come to remember.
Thank you to our armed forces.
And a salute to all of our troops, veterans, and current. Now, keep in mind, the Bethpage Air Show, again, is tomorrow right here at Jones Beach. We'll be showing every part of it, so be sure to tune in later tomorrow. Now, as far as this weather and this amazing day, we'll be out here catching the rest of the show, rehearsal for that show. It goes until 3 p.m. Thunderbirds were the headliners last year, Blue Angels this year, and we're so excited to be out here for all of it. Live at Jones Beach, Shantae Lanz, Channel 7. Eyewitness News.
A weekly, or actually a yearly event that they have at Jones Beach, the Bethpage Air Show. And of course, the stars of that show every year. And again, we're saluting Memorial Day, but the stars of that show every year are the Blue Angels. Let me see if I can pull up a photo of them. Here we go. That's unbelievable, right? When you look at that photo and, precision and pride, national pride, when you see the Blue Angels and some of these amazing armed forces that do just tremendous things for us. And then, you know, the power of these aircraft carriers that were in New York City for Fleet Week, just absolutely incredible. Some people might say American exceptionalism, and I say yes. That's exactly what it is. So if someone is against that, you're in the wrong channel. American exceptionalism at its best, yeah. Because guess what? The people of this country, the taxpayers, the people in the armed forces, we defend this damn world from tyranny and from the bad guys in this world. So American exceptionalism, yeah, you're looking at it, right? And so I just wanted to add that in there, because I think we need to be proud as Americans and not back off from showing that pride. And from there I am. That's my Memorial Day weekend photo of taking an early morning spin class to try to stay healthy. I always think about on these days too, the attacks on the World Trade Center. There's some photos on the screen. that was all little war inside New York City, you know, and which I know it was three, I think it was 323 FDNY were killed on that day, and 23 NYPD. And I don't have the exact number of Port Authority police, but I think the total number of police that were killed that day was 36, if my numbers are correct. So I just want to shout out, even though we're not members of the armed forces, we are members of the service. And I think it's important to honor 9/11's folks. And to me, this is one of the most heartbreaking photos. You can see a woman laying on the grave of her husband, her lover, her boyfriend, I don't know, but laying on the grave. It's just so heartbreaking to watch. And these are the images I think that you have to remember on Memorial Day. These powerful, powerful images. As the Marines would say, Semper Fi, you know, meaning always faithful, you know. As the NYPD Honor Legion would say, Fidelis ad mortem, faithful until death. Similar to the Marine Corps, but we would never want to steal the Marine Corps' sort of saying for Semper Fi, always faithful, always ready, you know, anytime, right? So, folks, that's going to be my show today. I wanted to do a short tribute to honor those who had fallen, and on this Memorial Day. Well, tomorrow's actually Memorial Day, will be the actual day 527, but the Memorial Day weekend, where we spend the whole weekend hopefully honoring those that that lost their life, that gave the extreme sacrifice. So folks, have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Enjoy Memorial Day on Monday. And again, if you can, say a few prayers and give thoughts to those who gave their lives for this country. Have a great day, everyone, and God bless. One episode, just ain't enough. Get a laughter, get an interview too. When you earn your degree online at Arizona State University, you get everything the nation's most innovative university has to offer. The same internationally recognized faculty, the same nationally ranked programs, the same degree. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu. When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours. Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel. The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.